This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A federal appeals court in Denver has ruled that the First Amendment guarantee of free speech gives people the right to film police working in public. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled today in favor of a YouTube journalist who claimed a Denver officer blocked him from recording a 2019 traffic stop. Deaths from the powerful opioid fentanyl have spiked in the state. Data from the Health Institute Colorado show overdoses from the drug increased 10 times since 2016. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says he sees this as a third phase of the opioid crisis.
They're counterfeit pills in many cases that are based with fentanyl. And you have different populations, those who are struggling with addiction who go to these pills, or those people who don't even know that they're getting fentanyl. They may think it's a real oxycodone pill, but it's actually fentanyl.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals reached a $233 million settlement with most states last week for underpaying Medicaid rebates. Weiser says Colorado will get about $3 million of that for more drug treatment recovery programs and education around the dangers of fentanyl. Public money will now go to help the Colorado Youth Corps prevent wildfires. The nonprofit group has been around since 1997 and has over 2,000 members in the state. Hillary Hyatt, a member since last year, is part of a crew that removes small trees from private land.
We call them ladder fuels. It's fuels that go up to the crowns of the larger trees. So it's preventing the fires from going into the crowns of the larger trees and keeping them at the ground level.
The youth group's Corps' new money comes from a $17 million fund approved by the Colorado legislature last year. It's 80 degrees and partly cloudy in Denver right now. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.